Well, this is the obvious brothers. I'm obvious Steve, and he's
Obvious John.
obvious John. Hi, obvious John. How you doing?
I'm well, and you?
I'm all right. It's the big day, John. You know, there's a lot of anxiety in this house, so we're I
Definitely.
suspect this is going to be called the Your Sister episode. So yeah, we'll.
The sharks don't seem to be too concerned about it.
Well, that's all right. They don't live with your sister. There
Yeah.
you go. There's one. Yes, we weren't even out of bed this morning, and I think I said game day, and she's, oh, I'm anxious already. I was unaware she was playing, but there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a good Midwesterner. I didn't think she was playing, but what the heck.
Hey, it's a big game. Big time. It's the first time. Was this the first game you've ever played in April?
I saw that. Yes, it is the first time we've ever played a game in April, which sounds like a thing and kind of is, but you know, they keep sliding this. You know, they didn't used to play a Final Four, obviously, in April because we've been in Final Fours before. So it's going to
Yeah.
be where it's going to be April Madness. And it's not going to be quite the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't played any games this month yet, so.
Well, I guess that's true. So speaking of playing in May, so how big do you want them to expand the field? Because you know it's broken. They want to expand the field.
I like it where it's at right now. I don't think it needs to be expanded any further.
No, so now you've gotten to the point where you really are an old, right? You don't want to change it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do? Go to 128? I mean, that's ridiculous.
I heard 80 was a possible number because you know I wanted to see Iowa play in the tournament. As I said to your sister number two, I said to her, I said, you know, you're not going to add anybody who's actually going winning. I mean, why are you doing, you know? Isn't the point finding the best team?
Yeah.
And you know, these mid-tier major conference teams, et cetera, is not going doing it. There isn't any, it's not broken as it is. I know there's always somebody with some
Maybe
butthurt.
it's all about money, because what they'll do is they'll play that first round as like a home game for the lower seed. So there you go. You just generated ticket revenue for that seed. And you know, it gives opportunity for recruiting to say, hey, we made the tournament. I mean, we were
Yeah,
the
well, it seems
75th team in, but
the coaches all seem to want it because yes, they like to say we made the tournament, and yeah, we made the tournament, got the poo beat out of us like UVA right this year, and
yeah.
yeah, in the play-in game. So that is our opener. Is this going to be an all basketball all the time pod, or you got something else up your sleeve?
Not a whole lot else to talk about this week, to be honest with you.
You don't want to talk about the Cubs?
Mean, sure. I mean, you're the one that loves to talk about baseball when there's still 170 games left to play, but what do you want to talk about?
Isn't that what we do?
No, it's what you do.
Oh, okay. So you don't talk about baseball at all until what? The last week of September?
We got to get through the midseason. We got to get through the All-Star break before it becomes all that relevant. Of
Is
course,
that
there's
right?
been a lot
Okay.
of times when the Cubs have been eliminated from playoff contention by All-Star break, it seems like too. But
Yeah.
yeah, I
So
mean they're off to a good start. And I know that, you know, they're projected to be one of the top teams in the National League and definitely projected to win the Central. So we'll see.
well,
Their middle relief has got to do better. That's all I got to say.
yeah, a nice low scoring game last night or yesterday afternoon, yes it was. Yeah. The weather has been wonderful, of course.
Yeah,
Yeah.
always.
It snowed yesterday in the Pittsburgh game, on top of the fact that it looked like the stadium was half underwater. But other than that, we might as well go ahead and play games, right?
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before. I mean, these early season
We have.
games, I mean, like the Rockies, you know, they played at Chicago, so they probably was a little balmy for them.
Yeah, might have been. It might have been a little too much for him. Yeah. So here we go. Man walks into his bedroom and sees his wife packing a suitcase. And he says, "What are you doing?" She says, "I'm off to New York. I read a prostitute there can get $400 for what I'm doing for free." Later on her way out, she looks in the bedroom and sees her husband packing his suitcase. She says, "Where are you going?" He says, "I'm coming with you. I want to see how you live on $800 a year."
Not bad.
Not bad. Thank you. That was
Have you heard about the new sport called quiet tennis?
No.
It's pretty much the same, just without the racket.
Oh man, he goes for a pun. Well, I was trying to figure out how you were working priests or lesbians into
Yeah,
that.
I've got none of
No,
those.
you misdirection play on your part.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knew?
It seems like I've overplayed all the priest and
No,
lesbian
I'm
sports.
sure there's another one coming towards the end of the episode, but that's all right. So we'll start by talking about the important stuff, producing the Final Four for the first time in 44 years. And I think they've invaded Phoenix based on my tweet timeline and everybody's what they're saying. But let's go back to Sunday. What did you think of Sunday's game between Purdue and Tennessee?
It was, I guess it was entertaining, to say the least.
Yeah. Were you sitting there saying, "Don't call that foul," or "Call that foul," or were you complaining about the?
No, I wasn't complaining about all the foul call. I mean, it seemed to me like it's kind of like the, I mean, I'll not a great comparison, but it's a comparison. It's like Caitlin Clark and Zach Eadie, you know, they're big figureheads of their sports. So they draw a lot of attention, media attention, outside attention, Twitter attention, people that think they know what the fuck they're talking about. They have no clue what they're talking about. You know, all this stuff and, you know, all this shit about Eadie out partying and everybody's getting all, you know, clutching their pearls because he said an F-bomb on the
Yeah.
after, you know, literally 3 seconds after they get win the game and they're going to the Final Four. Pretty emotional time. Yeah, I imagine he's probably going to have some choice words, you know, then, you know, get, you know, also getting on him about, you know, calling out Barnes. Fuck yeah, I'd call him out too. I'm the two-time player of the year and yeah,
You
kiss my ass.
passed.
You didn't even look at me. So
Yeah.
fuck off.
You stood in the same gym I was practicing in and said, "No, not that
Exactly.
guy."
Well, you know, and Caitlin Clark has that same butthurt for UConn. Gino didn't even look at her. So
So, but hurt drives him a little bit, I think. But yeah,
think it's an excellent motivator.
I don't understand why. Oh, you're just supposed to keep that secret. You're not supposed to act like you noticed that Rick Barnes was there or Gino didn't bother contacting
Yeah.
you.
Yeah. Why wouldn't that be? I think that's newsworthy, especially for two players that have, like I said, two-time player of the year. And, you know, Caitlin Clark's pretty much broke every record that seemed was nearly breakable.
I guess what he said is he had Paige Buckner coming, so he didn't need Caitlin. So can you imagine having them both on the same team?
Yeah, well, I guess with Buckner being hurt the last 2 years, it really wouldn't have helped meant a whole lot. But yeah, she's a freaking stud too.
She's pretty good.
You know, everybody's like, well, what's going to happen to women's basketball next year without Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark and, you know, a couple of the other big names? And I was like, what about Juju and Paige? And, you know, there's a lot of players that are still pretty freaking good that are going
They
to be playing next
still,
year.
it's not the end of women's college basketball just because a couple of people from IU are pretty good too. So,
They're fun. They're fun. I think they're fun to watch. They play good. I mean, they just play good basketball. fundamental basketball, which is
except for last night with 5 seconds left, with a fundamental block out.
You got to make that call, though. I mean, I know a lot of people are. I mean, I don't know. I'm surprised they made the call. It was the right call to make. I'm just surprised they made it.
Well, I think, you know, having only done a little officiating in my time, you really don't have time to think it out. You know, you see it and it happens, and you may have blown the whistle before you say, maybe that might not have been the thing that, you know, but, you know, I've seen the video over and over again from a couple angles. She really steps out and leans into her with the arm.
She's got her knee out. I mean, her left knee is extended and out.
She is not set.
And everybody, I mean, I've done a really good job of not responding to a lot of people on Twitter today or X. So I'm like, you guys are just fucking idiots.
Yeah, because
and Marshall did it. Marshall did a good job of selling it too. I mean, she knew as soon as that whistle blew, Marshall knew right then and there that was a offensive.
That was the call. Yeah. Well,
she didn't. She had no doubts that that's what the call was.
Yeah. Well, that she. Yeah. But that's I don't. That was a mess of an end of a game, if ever there was one, man.
Yeah. That was sloppy.
Yeah. Did Iowa turn it over twice late?
Iowa turned it over twice, and UConn only didn't even get a shot off. They come down and make it 1-point game, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening.
And then they lost the ball, and then it was a great game. UConn, Iowa. I do not know that tomorrow afternoon's game is going to be anywhere near as good, but we can hope. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
South Carolina is loaded, man. Yeah.
Last time they lost was to Iowa in the Final Four last year. So,
yeah. So that goes back a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
They may have forgotten how to lose. Yeah. I guess they bumped UConn out last night, the women's, or we would have had men's and women's maybe again at the same school, but which only happens when it's UConn, of course. But
yeah.
Yeah. So, let's stick with basketball, and I'll do something different with you. The Arkansas job's open.
Who cares?
A lot of people care. It's the second best job in the SEC. I heard somebody say it's a top 20 job in the country.
Ooh, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. I can think of in the country, period. I can think of 5 ACC teams, 5 Big East teams, 5 Big Ten teams, 5 Big 12 teams, and 5 other SEC teams that are better than that. So that makes it what?
I guess Josh and Sean would want to hear all those lists, by the way.
And Pac-12. I can think of probably 2 or 3 Pac-12 teams that gain coaching positions that are better than Arkansas.
There is no Pac-12. Anymore.
Well, you know what I mean.
Well, I kind of do. So you're not impressed with Arkansas being open and this late in the coaching carousel. There's your word for the week, carousel. Yeah. How many tunes from Carousel can you sing?
That would be 0.
That would be 0. This, of course, for everybody at home doesn't get this, is funny because the Strands, is that what it's called? Strands from New York Times, which is a word hunt and find game that we play every day. Was it Broadway shows? Was that what the
Broadway shows?
Broadway shows was the category, and John could not figure out what Carousel was and had never heard of the Broadway musical Carousel, and claims to have looked it up and it wasn't in the top 100
Broadway shows.
What's that?
100 plus. It was like 119.
It wasn't in the top 119. Wow. And yet your sister wandered around the kitchen singing a song from.
Yeah, she said she thought she did it in high school, maybe.
Well, maybe. Okay. So anyway, Carousel, coaching Carousel. So John, you're not big on the Arkansas job. So you would have taken the USC job and left.
Oh, Arkansas? I think USC is. I think USC is better than Arkansas. Yes, 100%.
Okay. That's one man's. Yeah.
I don't
I
even know
don't
if that's
agree with you at
debatable.
all. I think that's a bold opinion. Yeah, hot take. Yeah. I will say this, and I know this only counts sort of sometimes. I'd much rather live in SoCal than Fayetteville, Arkansas. I mean
Yeah, I was gonna say,
that's
if you were gonna say Fayetteville, I was gonna call complete bullshit there.
yeah, there that is a no-brainer, but yeah, I'm not sure about, and it will be interesting to see about all these reshuffling of leagues. Southern Cal has to play in the Big Ten in basketball next year, and I don't know how that's going to go. Of course, that depends upon what Musselman does with the team and everybody else. But yeah, I don't think it will help them moving to the Big Ten or the Big
No.
18, as it's now known, right?
Is that
And
all there is? Is it only 18?
yeah, only 18. So you saw the kid from Wisconsin who I was all fired up about. Did you see the tweet that he asked Kansas for $1 million in NIL money?
No.
No, yes, they offered him $750,000 and he didn't take it. $1 million. You've seen him play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see him play and say that's $1 million NIL guy?
Probably not. No, I don't think so.
You don't think that popped into your head that, yeah. So, yeah, that's that's a big number, man.
Yeah,
What would
they've
Obvious
got
Phillips
it.
say? That's a lot of cheddar. Yeah.
It's a lot of cheddar, a lot of cheese, a lot of lettuce.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see where he lands and see what people claim he really got. Yeah.
Yeah, that will be interesting.
Yeah. So IU's gotten a lot of people claiming they're visiting or looking at IU. Both I saw one 5-star kid dropped his commitment to someplace, was looking at IU, and then there are like three or four people in the portal who claim they were looking at IU. So you go and pull a rabbit out of a hat here and have a decent team next year?
Well, the guard that you sent me, that would be a really, really, that would be a focal point, in my opinion, to pick up a bit, pick up a really good ball handler, shooting guard, good one, because
Yeah.
we are lacking a one big time. But yeah, I don't know. It's hard to really figure out what might happen with that.
Hard to know what you're going to have for a team next year.
Yeah, and you don't know really what you really don't know what kind of, I mean, you would think Indiana would have a pretty healthy NIL capabilities, I guess would be the way to put it.
They get enough TV money from Fox and everybody else. You'd think they could find a way to slide
Well,
some
you
money into a
know, they've got some
place.
pretty wealthy alums too.
Yeah, they got some guys who've made some money, you know.
So,
Yeah.
yeah, I just think, I don't know.
No.
It's, I mean, I'm not even going to act like I have any clue. I know how to predict what's going to happen, or I just know what I want to happen, and I want a competitive team next year that can make the tournament, you know, above something that a 8 or 9 seed. That's what I want.
Okay, so you want to be the real favorite in their first game in the NCAA next year.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
want to be a
You don't want
legit.
to be the eight that's a 2-point favorite.
Yeah, I don't want to be Michigan State.
Okay. So here we go. Here's our first list of the week. You ready? Okay, you've been watching the tournament. And so I know, even though your memory sucks, I know you can rattle off like six ads you've seen 1,000 times. So what's the most annoying ad that you don't ever want to see again from the tournament so far?
Any of the Aflac commercials are just so annoying to me. I'm
Well,
tired of the duck and the goat and Coach K and Dion when he's in them, and and all those. I'm
Yeah.
just I'm over the Aflac stuff.
Your niece said whoever hired him thinking he was a smooth spokesperson for you, that
Which
Coach
one?
K. Coach
Coach
K.
K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah,
like,
he's
hi, I'm awkward K here, and there's a goat, and we're selling insurance here. Yeah, so.
Let's see. What's the one where he's talking to Don Staley? He's like, I don't know, Don. I sure am enjoying this retirement.
Yeah. It's, who
Hey,
could
there's a goat. There's a goat here.
yeah, who knows? A goat. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the early on, this is 2 weeks ago and 10,000 hours of viewing time, we were pretty sure the Wendy's commercial with the song was going to be the most annoying, but I'm not sure it really, it hasn't really lived, but it's pretty annoying when you
Yeah,
first
that
see
one's pretty good. That one's
it. Yeah. So, yeah. No, and the one where the Capital One crew sings, what are they singing? A ballad. They are at a microphone, and Jennifer Garner's on there singing. You don't know this one?
I don't think
That's
I've
what
seen it on there
friends
though.
are. I think they're singing what That's What Friends Are For. Yeah.
I do like the Magic Mart Chuck Stop one though.
Oh, you like that one? Where he
Yeah,
calls
that's
his
funny.
lawyer and the lawyer's standing right there?
He's
Yeah.
like Chuck's lawyer.
Chuck's lawyer. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes the Chuck ones are funny. Yeah, it's just because it reminds you of being in Buc-ee's and
Well, that's the whole, yeah, it is. You know, that
that,
was, you stole
that's
my
the whole thing.
idea.
It's like being at home. It's
You know, Chuck, Chuck Stop.
Chuck-ee's, right? Yeah. Good old Chuck. Yeah. So yeah, the ads, man. I guess there's not, I guess you have sponsors, and so you go and rotate the same six ads for however many,
Well, I
six,
think
eight
with those
hours at a
sponsors,
time.
they pay. Like, I can't imagine. No, I mean, it makes you wonder, like, do I really want to have a Capital One credit card? Because they're just fisting out so much money for these advertisements and these sponsorships all over sports, everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, they're not doing, I mean, they're making enough money to do this.
I hear there's
So,
money in banking.
yeah, credit card,
Yeah.
yeah. Yep.
It's that or your
So,
Discover card, right? Yeah. So there you
yeah, you
go.
know, but funny thing, you don't see a lot of Discover ads, do you?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I do.
I don't.
Yeah.
I must be watching a lot of NPR TV or whatever they call that. PBS, PBS TV.
PBS doesn't do ads. Okay, nice try though. Now you could have done something for something like Old Folks Network or, HGTV
Maybe
or something like that. And you might
lifetime
have
movie
scored, but
network.
you just whiffed on that one. But yeah, all right. So how much have you studied the bracket? I
What
mean,
bracket?
I'm not on Sean's bracket, so I can't even look to see how it's going. You're in that one.
I have to win. Alabama has to win.
Alabama has to
I mean,
win.
that's the only way. It doesn't matter what happens. Alabama has to win.
Yeah.
If Purdue wins,
Even winning the semifinal game's not enough. No.
I don't think so, because there's people that have Purdue picked, and there's just so much
No. Purdue could. I Purdue could lose tonight.
Well, they can, but I'm not expecting them to. I mean, yeah, that would be, I mean, as far as me making money, I think if NC State and Alabama win tonight, then I'm pretty much locked in. I
Yeah,
don't think
well,
I'm.
nobody has a anything else than that. But I think in the Obvious Brothers, your sister has broken it down for me, so I haven't even had to look. She wins if Purdue wins out, and Josh wins if Connecticut wins out.
What about if Alabama win? And I would win, right?
You're not in it.
Well, yeah, unfairly, I'm not in it, but I was in
Unfairly,
it.
that's right. Unfairly that you didn't get into your own bracket challenge. Yeah.
Well,
It
you
was a
sent me with.
secret. We kept it a secret from you and didn't
Yeah,
want you in it because, yeah.
when I get like six invitations in one day and three of them say obvious Steve, obvious Steve, obvious Steve, then
Yeah.
like I'm like, okay, I'll
That
do
is
one
known
of
as a
them.
rem that is called a reminder in the real world.
Well, exactly. So I did one of them and figured I had the other two, the rest of them were taken care of.
Eye roll. That's all I can do. Eye roll. I tell you what, if Alabama ends up winning, I'll send you the pink Stanley fake cup thing.
Baker
Just,
Cup.
yeah. The Stanley fake cup, yes. So that's the bracket. As I say, your sister is set too long thinking about it that she's going to sneak ahead of a guy who has Purdue, who's currently in the lead. But somehow she has a point that he doesn't. I don't understand. I guess he has Arizona and she has Connecticut. So,
Well, that would be a big factor. Yeah.
it would be a big factor. Yeah, she's got that infamous final game. So, okay, let's get to the final four. All kidding aside, don't we all want to see Purdue Connecticut play Monday night?
Well, I think it'd be the better game.
Well, I mean, not that this always matters. You know, Purdue's already beat Alabama, right? On a
Mean, yeah,
neutral
it would
court.
be. I mean, they've been basically number one, either one of them, with the entire season, except for that one moment where Houston somehow got on top, which I still haven't figured that out. And well, they won their conference championship, right? Is that what it was?
Well,
The Southern Duke Conference.
before they played conference road games, they were all right. But anyway, yeah,
Anyway.
they've been two of the three best teams in the country all year.
Yeah. So
So,
yeah, you would expect if things go the way it should, then Purdue and UConn play.
but isn't that the game you really want to see? I mean, beside the money for your bracket, which is, I know you're not in a big money bracket, so it's not like grand you're
I
talking about.
like, I think there's an argument to be made to see Alabama play because it's just their offensive, the way they play offense and get up and down the court and see if anybody can keep pace with them.
I'm going to have to save this clip because I know you always claim you love defense. They do not play defense. They literally
No,
do
they
not
don't.
play defense. I mean, he said, I've seen him quoted after the game, we don't even play defense, man. You know, we're just going pour it on and outscore you. Yeah. But yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, it's kind of fun to watch, but yeah.
So what do you think UConn does? Do you think they slow the game down?
Yeah, a little bit. But
I mean,
I think that,
I was shocked that UNC ran the way they ran it.
well, did not work out all that well, but I think I heard this morning. I've heard way too much, by the way. But I think I heard somebody say this morning. Okay, I heard this morning, and see how good my memory is, that Connecticut's only played two or three games all year with over 70 possessions, and Alabama's only played two or three all year with fewer than 70 possessions. So it's pretty clear that UConn will want to not play a 75 possession game, but
Yeah.
how much they slow it down, I don't know if they'll really walk it up, but yeah. But
Yeah.
I don't.
The question is, though, you get down 6, 8, 10 points, you can't continue to keep it slow, can you? I mean, you're going to have to press and try and get back into a game. So if Alabama jumps out to an early lead, or even just not, it didn't even have to be a significant lead, just a fairly decent lead,
Well,
you know.
if they get up six or eight, this is what you do. You go to the app you don't have, open it on the live betting, and pound the shit out of the Connecticut money line.
If Alabama gets up eight.
Yeah, because the number is going,
Yeah.
yeah, you jump on that number. That's just what I'm, but I think the answer to your question is, if they're up six or eight, I don't think you change the pace of the game. You just hope they start missing. I mean, you know they made 19 threes against Purdue and lost by like 12. So they shoot a lot of threes. They can make a lot of threes, but they're probably going to give up 90 points.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's an interesting contrast to styles. Somebody this morning called the other game that they're similar enough. They said it's like the Spider-Man meme, you know, pointing at each other. Yeah. But it's, you know, they both let play through the post. When you double the post guy kicks to somebody who's supposed to make a three. So that's kind of, it'll be interesting to see them both, how well they execute that and how well that works out. And
Foul trouble.
I
Yeah.
think it, I think it's intriguing to think that people are still dissing the two-time player of the year, that he can't handle this. I suspect he might come with a certain amount of motivation, and that could be dangerous. But he played a hell of, he carried him to this game last Sunday, man. I mean,
Yeah, I think you've got to be you just got to hope he doesn't get in foul trouble.
right.
But at the same time, you got Burns that could get in foul trouble as well. So,
Right. Well, and
which
that's,
would be a bummer to see the two of them end up sitting, a good portion of the game because they both got into foul trouble. And then you have to see two teams that you really don't, what are they going to do then?
well, I think they both know what to run without them, but yeah, it's not the game you want, particularly want to see. But yeah, and that goes back to questions of like last night's game between Connecticut Iowa game. They didn't call shit, man. There were people, bodies flying all over the place, and people getting whacked and shoved, and they weren't calling jack, which makes that last call kind of ironic. So it kind of goes back to how how are they calling the game tonight? And so I heard Painter in one of his better press conference moments, somebody asked him about the whole, he says, all I say to the refs is, call the game by the rules. Call it the way it's supposed to be played. He said, you're allowed to do one arm bar against the guy, right? And when you're behind him, you're not allowed to put two on him, right? So yeah, call it the way for him, you call it for everybody else. And he says, if they do that, we're in good shape because nobody can handle him, just putting one arm on him. Because I mean, Burns said something about no Diddy or something about him being he's
7 inches.
9 inches taller and 50 pounds heavier than Burns is. So it's like, sure, Burns, that's no big deal. But
Yeah,
maybe
that's
Burns,
crazy.
is Burns 6'9"? I'll change my mind.
I thought they said it was 7 inches. 7 inches.
So he's 6'9", so it's 7 inches. 7 inches and 50 pounds. No Diddy, right? Yeah. No Diddy. And he's also pretty athletic for 7'4", 300. He'll put a spin move on you and hook over you. But we'll see how that. Burns has some moves too, so we'll see. So if Sean's given me a lot of grief last couple of weeks about you and potentially betting, so I'm not supposed to ask you. But if you could bet in the state of Texas, so it's 9.5. It's been 9.5 all week. I assume it hasn't changed this morning. The
Nope, changed
Purdue game's 9.5. You got a call on that? You grabbing the points? That's a lot of points.
the public is heavy on NC State, so I'm gonna fade the public.
So you're going to take Purdue and give the points.
Yeah, I think I saw something like 66% of the bets, public bets were on NC State.
That's interesting. I guess because they're a brand, because they know this guy. Why is the public? Because they don't trust Purdue? I guess somebody needs to explain that to me. It's a little mystifying.
Not even a good value.
What's that?
It's not even a good value. I mean, you take, I mean, right now the ESPN bet has Purdue minus 9.5, even money, plus 9.5 for NC State is minus 120. So
Well,
you can get even money on taking Purdue to cover.
yeah, FanDuel's got it at minus 105, which is not far from even money, but yeah, it's got they're giving you a little bit more money to take Purdue. All right, other game, Bama UConn.
I'm definitely taking Bama in the points.
You're taking Bama in 11.5. Yeah, it's minus 106. Yeah. It's kind of tilted to kind of put their thumb on that a little bit, huh? Okay, better question. Maybe not, but better question. The number is 160 and a half. This gotta go over that, right?
I would think so. I think you go over in the Purdue NC State game too, 146 and a half.
Yeah, they're both kind of walk it up kind of teams, though, aren't they?
I mean, you
And
can't tell me that.
isn't NC State's thing for the tournament that they're allowing opponents are only shooting like 39% from the floor? So their defense is they haven't scored a lot against them.
Yeah, their defense has been good. But, you know, well.
I think that one's tricky. I think the 160 and a half. I think wasn't the Alabama and North Carolina game like 172 and a half or something like
They went,
that?
they blew that out of the water.
Yeah. But this is, yeah. And this is 12 points fewer. Is that because of the gym they're playing in? Gym, the
Arena.
stadium they're playing in, or is that just UConn so
I
much
did
better
forget
defense?
about that. I forgot about the arena factor.
Yeah, there's an arena factor.
Yeah, they usually do have a little lower scoring because
Right.
it's so wide open.
Yeah, it's hard to get a there's not
I
enough
think
background. You're
for
kind of
your
shooting
depth
in
perception.
space. Yeah, depth perception. That was the term I was looking for. It's a depth perception problem, yeah. So
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna have to revert. I think I like the under.
in the Alabama
Which,
game.
yeah.
Okay. All right. So if they
I still
play
think I'd
Monday
take the over in the NC State Purdue game, though.
in the Monday night, if Purdue and UConn play, and I've heard it said that it'll be, well, I could probably look here, national champion matchup.
What
Anyway,
are you trying to
I
find
heard
out?
five. I heard the number would be five.
In favor of UConn or Purdue?
UConn. Yeah. Come on, man. UConn's a beast. I guess you have to see tonight's game before you answer the question, but as a Purdue fan, I think I'd be almost thrilled if we kept it within five. Unless they
You
look
think
like a
they're that
different.
good?
What's that?
You think they're that good?
They've beaten everybody by 20, John.
Yeah, they
Easily.
also lost by 20 to Creighton.
They also, when was that? February?
You know, like right towards the end of the season, right before the end. Right. That was Creighton's big win at the end of the year. I don't know exactly what date.
I think it was further back than you'd think it was, but okay.
Well,
I'll
you
give
could
you that, but
consider.
I'm just saying they smoked everybody. They ran off a 30
February 20th.
February 20th. There you go. Okay, you were quicker than I was. Yeah, I'd be happy if I would love for them to win Monday night. And obviously they can if they're playing in the game, they can win. But I would think five. I would not be taking Purdue and the points at five. You would.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I
There you
think
go.
if Purdue gets to the final game, this is what they needed to get them to that, to get to hang a banner. That's what I think.
Okay. Well, I think I'll say this. I if Zach makes it to Monday night playing Klingon, I don't know that they'll be raving so much about Klingon when that game's over, but maybe I'm wrong. But there hadn't been anybody like Zach Edey before, so and there probably won't be another one anytime soon. 7'4", 300 pounds who can actually have some dexterity as a I saw Robbie Hummel this week. They were talking to him about this. He said, "I played with a lot of 7 footers who weren't worth shit. You know, couldn't move, couldn't handle the ball, couldn't blah blah. Being 7 foot is only part of it. You know, he makes free throws. Yeah, played 39 minutes. Klingon's averaging what 20 maybe."
Sounds like another stud 7-footer from Purdue that I know.
Yeah.
Could handle
Well,
the ball, could pass, had good footwork, played good defense, shot 90% from the free throw line.
who are you talking about?
Brad.
Oh, okay. You're going all the way back to Brad. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've got to go shout out to my homie.
Yeah. Brad, who we're not even sure is still alive. He's so old. There's a basketball term, so.
I mean, Brad's still alive.
Yeah, he is. I know he is. Good man. But he's been retired at least 10 years.
Yeah, it's been
He
over
had
10.
a long NBA career. Yeah, so.
Think he's the first center to make the All-Star team for both the East and the West.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's a trivia thing.
Another
Hey,
nugget.
yeah.
He has the highest defensive rating against Shaq than any other player that guarded him.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. You mean Shaq, who would just throw people into the bleachers and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah,
You know what?
I saw a nasty story about Shaq on Twitter the last day. The Laker players all hated him, I guess. So, and the only one who would stand up to him was Kobe, so which might explain something. But
He and
so.
Brad get along. They get along good now.
He and Shaq? Yeah. So in case you guys don't know who we're talking about Brad Miller, who went to high school with John, and does he still has a house there in the neighborhood, right?
Well, he has, yeah, he owns a lot of property. He lives
But he got he
primarily.
still he still every once in a while showed up there at Noble
He's
Hawk.
got his, yeah, he's got his lodge. They call it the lodge there in Noble County that he comes to when he does his golf outing. Still has property in Michigan, Illinois,
Okay.
Ohio, Sacramento. Sacramento is where he lives most of his time, though.
Right, because he spent a lot of years with the Kings. After playing at Purdue, he a big part of his career he played with the Kings. Seven footer, left-handed.
That was his big contract, was with the Kings.
Yeah.
That's the
Who knew we were going to end up here? Yeah, talking about
right.
Brad. Right. So where are we? Oh, seven footers. Yes. So switching to completely changing topics, and we'll come
Finally.
back to the women. We went to the movies yesterday.
What'd you see?
Wicked Little Letters.
Wicked Little Letters.
You
You guys watch
you
some
don't
of the
know this
most
one.
random shit.
What's that?
You guys watch some of the most random shit.
No, man. We watch PBS type films, to use a term you've used on me here earlier today. So you would like this movie because there's lots of silly cussing going on in this movie.
Well, it's got Olivia Colman in it, which I'm a huge fan.
You are, aren't?
I am.
Oh, yeah. Olivia's got a stick up her butt the entire movie. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Kind of like, have you ever watched, you probably haven't, I don't even know if you'd like it. Have you ever watched Fleabag?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
she's real funny. She's
She, yeah,
crazy.
it's very funny. Yes, Fleabag's hilarious. Yeah, I'm still trying to recover from the. Yeah, I think I had to go to church 3 weeks in a row after she wanted to do the priest. So, the premise of this is it's a real story. In the 20s, suddenly this Olivia Colman's character starts getting letters from as you know, they're not signed. And they're very vile. They call it. I'd have to bleep out all the words, and I'll have to put the explicit mark on our podcast if I say. But it says you bleeping C bleeping. You're a ugly bleep bleep. I mean, they're just as I listen to the, you know, these guys do movie reviews. They said it is the cussing of a 6-year-old who's just learned how to cuss. Right? It's like
Yeah.
everything thrown on top of each other. Well, her neighbor, played by Jessie Buckley, who you're now going to tell me what I'm supposed to know her from. You know Jessie Buckley, right? No,
Yeah.
no,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah, yeah.
From
The Lost Daughter.
The Lost Daughter. Okay. So Jessie Buckley, who's quite good in it, her neighbor walks around cussing and is quite the character. And so when they talk about arresting her for sending the letter, she says, "Why would I send an effing letter when I just effing say it to her face?" And they have no answer for that. So it's about that. That is the setup, and it's some of it is hilariously funny. Some of it's kind of sad, but That is as it would be. So yeah, I think you would enjoy it because when the people who have to stand up and read the letters or start to read them out loud and they're like, I can't read this and pass it to the next. It's pretty funny. Olivia Coleman having to read it out loud. It's like, oh, well. But yeah, so and you might learn some new phraseology in terms of your cussing.
Something I'm going to need for when we go to London.
In, for our trip, you know. So where will we be 6 weeks from today?
London, baby.
Yeah, you'll be in London already by this time, right? Yeah. London and loss, but there you go. Okay.
I'm pretty stoked. I'm watching.
Oh God, you're not watching the thing that Taylor and Evan want you to watch so you understand the accents.
No, I'm gonna watch that though. What's that called? The something Enders.
Yeah.
But no, I'm watching season two of Full Swing on Netflix, and they do a lot. You know, obviously there's a lot about the Ryder Cup and everything, and
Oh,
so they, you know, the
that
Open was
show.
the final major of the year, so that was kind of a big deal. And the guys that were jockeying around to get position, and so they've shown a lot of footage from Hoylake and Royal Liverpool,
Yeah.
and
So we
I'm getting
found
pretty stoked.
did the guys from what is it? No Mulligans. What's the name of the group that we've watched their videos that do these trips? Did they do a Northwest
Is it
England thing?
no laying up? Is that what they're
No laying
called?
up. That's it. No laying up. That sounds right. Right. But yes, you haven't seen that. We'll have to look and see if they did because we watched that for Bandon and for Ireland, and it was the Ireland video of them sideways rain, 45 miles an hour going out at Lahinch was like, shit, I don't know if I really want to do that. Come on, man. Yeah. So, I was going someplace else with this, but I don't know where it was at this point. Things we were going to watch, but right. 6 weeks lost in London.
Did a lot in Scandinavia.
Did they really? Well,
Yeah.
so let's talk about tomorrow afternoon. South Carolina, I don't even know what the line might be. Have you looked at the line?
I can tell you real quickly, like
Can you? Well,
I had it up a second ago. Speaking of, so
6.5. FanDuel
this
has it
nut.
at 6.5. FanDuel, our sponsor, if you want to send us some money, our FanDuel, our sponsor, has a 6.5, South Carolina.
Yeah, I don't like that line.
As in, you don't know which way to go. Is that what
Yeah,
I don't like it means? Okay. How about 160.5?
don't like that one either. That feels pretty.
Iowa scores a lot until last night. I think they're averaging 90 points a game in the tournament until last night when 72 or something won.
Yeah, and boy, I don't know.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good. I feel like those are good numbers.
Yeah.
Guess
I'm
to make a note of that.
gonna be bold and go with Dawn and call and take South Carolina and get the points. I'm gonna go chalk. I'm gonna chalk it up. Yeah.
I'll go opposite you just to be opposite. And I'm
Okay.
going to take, even better yet, I'll double down and take Iowa on the to win outright.
Well, is that right? You're going to take the 210. It's 210 on FanDuel, our sponsor who should send us money.
It's 220 on ESPN Bet.
Yeah. Well, too bad neither one of us has an ESPN bet account, right?
Sean does.
Yeah. Well, let me just say, it is sometimes interesting to see the difference from one place to the
It
next.
is.
Yeah.
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 It's kind of weird to see him like when I was using that sports line, like it would show
Comparative.
like comparative, and you know, a lot of them are not that similar.
Yeah, well, sometimes. Yeah, I heard, I heard some people got out on North Carolina State and went higher and got bumped down like instantly last Sunday. So, well, it's interesting that sometimes the guy who sets the number gets jumped on. Of course, that depends upon that number. Purdue might end up covering that number, and it's not such a jump on, is it? So, but there are a lot of people thought, I think I heard it, someplace started at 12, and within the hour they were down to 10 and a half and kept going. But it didn't take long to people who are sharks are watching that and say 12, what the, oh my, so. All right, well, we got a lot of hoops to watch, and we're going to have fun. You will hear the crying there in Texas if we lose tonight, or even Monday night, probably. So, there you go. And I see you smirking, but you know it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just hope for my sister's heart that it doesn't happen that way.
Oh, well, we had tickets to the game last Sunday, but got sick, and I had to dump them and bail and everything. I told her, I said, I don't know that you'd have made it. Yeah, I mean, if you'd have actually been there, and it got down to tied with whatever it was, 3, 4 minutes left, and they were tied, I'm not sure she would have been able to breathe. She'd have just, because she would, her, she actually got on her Fitbit, she got cardio minutes just sitting in the chair watching the game. She had, no, I'm not shitting you. She's got
I
2 hours.
know
2 hours of cardio minutes for watching the game. Yeah. Is that good or what?
that's pretty crazy. They
Yeah.
have just FYI, no laying up has no videos on
Nothing where we're going, huh?
no crash
Wow.
course.
Wonder why. It's interesting. Got tired of going to the UK, maybe, or yeah. But all right. 6 weeks.
Well, I think Captain COVID had something to do with some of that, probably.
Well, So, I 6 weeks. I probably ought to get out and put a club in my hand, huh?
Might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably going stone cold probably isn't the way to go.
But then again, some of my best golf has come in the
Stone
spring
cold?
when I,
Yes.
yeah, when I, when I've taken 2 or 3 weeks off. And
Yeah.
so
Try,
did you hear?
you didn't remember what it was you were doing wrong, so
Right,
you did it
exactly.
wrong. Yeah. There.
Actually, there's some interest. I don't know if you've ever watched any of the full swings from last year or this year. This year's is, in my opinion, is better than last year's because of the, mainly because of the live drama. And, but, they talked a lot about with to Wyndham Clark this year, which happened to work out pretty good for him since he did pretty well last year.
Yeah.
But he's using a like a sports psychologist, and
Yeah.
they talk a lot about like the mental part of the game.
Yeah.
And there's some interesting takeaways that if you're thinking about, if you're listening and paying attention, that you can definitely take to the golf course with yourself for to help benefit yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, but on the other hand, it's kind of like picking your bracket. You can have too much input.
Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, that's actually a point that they make is the
Yeah.
input. You've, well, a great example is Tom Kim when he like blew out his ankle at the end of this, at the end of the first, after the first round of the Open, and he had to get like, he was basically gonna either withdraw or he was just gonna tough it out, and they taped him up and he played the second round, made the cut, shot 6 strokes better, and then played himself into a top 10 finish.
Yeah.
And his caddy said, I've always said beware of the sick or injured golfer because they're so focused on that injury that they kind of forget about all the other stuff that's going on. Like,
They don't
can
have five swing thoughts standing over the
I?
ball.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
and he played really good. Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. To, I mean, he was well above the cut line and clawed his way back into not only above the cut, but then, into the top 10. So pretty impressive.
Yeah. There you go. Full swing on Netflix. Throw us some money.
Good show.
Okay. There
I've
you go.
got two more
John's
to watch.
man. All right. Okay,
Two more to
everybody.
watch when Zach Johnson completely fucks up the Ryder Cup picks and Keegan Bradley gets screwed.
Well, there's a hot take to finish this up.
Right. Hey, did you hear about the chameleon that couldn't change colors?
Oh God. No.
He had a reptile dysfunction.
Yep. Okay. On that note, boiler
Wait,
up.
I got one more for you.
You got one more? Yeah.
Yep.
Does it have to do with scissors?
Nope, but a nurse found a rectal thermometer in her pocket, and she said, "Some asshole has my pen."
Double entendre. Well played. Good job, John. You're welcome, Sean. All right.
There you go.
Bye, bro.
Yeah, I
Hey,
think even Brittany
before
can appreciate
we,
those jokes.
okay, here we go. Here's the last one. We went to the, it's not a joke.
Okay.
We went out, just in case you're wondering if you missed the punchline. We went to dinner the other night and ordered wings, and the thing comes, right? Whatever, they carton, and they're sitting there. And I realize that this is one of those great philosophical debates, right? Flats or legs, John.
Why do you have to get one or the other? Why can't you have both?
Oh, there you go. You're not making a call about preference, whether you like flats or the drums. Places sell one or the other. You pay extra to get one or the other.
Yeah, I know.
There seems to be kind of a split opinion about. But
Yeah,
there are people who
I think a
prefer.
lot of people prefer flats, which I'm curious as to what they're. I like them both personally. I mean, I am not. I think you can get flats a lot cleaner. Like you can really get like 99.9% of all the meat and juices off of a flat.
Okay. I'm sure your sister, was that five? Your sister would tell me this isn't right, but I think aren't flats more white meat than drums are?
Yeah, well, I know drums are definitely dark meat,
Right.
so.
Yeah. So that's why I like one reason I like flats, but I think the getting the more you can get more off of them. It feels like you get a bigger bite of meat off of a flat. So I kind of
Yeah.
prefer flats, but I know it's a great philosophical question. I just thought I'd drop that one on you, which I'm sure there will be. After there will be listening, there will be questions on our text group.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, I guarantee you that Swerve has an opinion. There's
Again,
no doubt about that.
I can't imagine. Can't even imagine. All right, bro. Love you. Boiler up.
Love you too. Have a great weekend. Good luck.
Okay. Bye.
Tell my sis I love her.
Oh, you did. Yeah. I'll tell her you did. Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.